Amy Gutierrez, you know her as Amy G. Ninth season as Giants in-game reporter for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. She has a bevy of activities, including being the best-selling author of Smarty Marty's Got Game. Now, I've worked with the stunning Paul Gutierrez before out here. Former, he wrote for the B, read for the B and all that. We did some, weirdly enough, TV work together, if you can believe that. And I know Paul.
I've yet
to talk to Amy G, and she's nice enough to join us this morning. Amy, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Thanks for getting up this early. How are you?
Hi, guys. Yeah, your stunning Paul is still asleep.
Well, he's a newspaper
guy. Gamer now.
Who's the gamer now? I love it.
Hey, you know, before we get into the Giants stuff, I've always wanted to ask you about the Smarty Marty's guy. This is a great idea. Explain a little bit about what these books are about.
Well, the book's premise is really that you can learn to love baseball through scoring baseball. Baseball's a hard game to sell to little ones, and I learned that firsthand because neither one of my children were into the sport that I covered. So, and what I found, I grew up around baseball. You know, my dad coached, my brother played, all that, and my mom was the team mom. So I learned to score at like 4 years old, and it was just one of those traditions that every time you went to a Giants game or an A's game growing up here in the Bay Area, you got the program and you pulled out the scorecard and you scored the game. And as the in-game reporter for the Giants, I did not see this happening throughout the stadium. And what I was asked more often than not was, wow, you know how to keep score as I'm bopping all over AT&T Park. Of course I've got my scorecard with me. How else would I know what's going on in the game? And that's literally my documentation of what's happened in this game. So, you know, if you read the book, then you know it's dedicated to my grandmother, who I lost in 2012. And she was the biggest baseball fan I knew in my life. And so she inspired me when she passed away to immortalize her and make this character named after her, who knew everything about baseball. She scored baseball, and she was going to teach her little brother, who didn't like baseball, hey, if you learn to do this, you might like the game. And, of course, we made the character a girl. And so we've got a heroine, and just, you know, we're just changing the storyline a little bit and trying to make it a little more modern and a little more equal.
It's a great idea. Go ahead.
No, it's been a fantastic adventure, and I'm working on the next one. So we've got another book coming out in the spring. So.
It's a great idea because I grew up, the first thing my dad taught me was how to score, eat peanuts and score the game. Mm-hmm. And it takes some of the quote-unquote boring aspects of the game because you have a lot of time between pitches and
downtime.
Stuff.
Downtime. Not boring. Downtime.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
This is before cell phones, when Dave could be on his cell phone.
Yes,
you know.
It fills it up. Yeah. It gives you something to do.
Well, it is kind of sad, you know, when you walk around at any game that you're covering now, everyone has their head buried into a phone. And what scoring a game does is it creates conversation. You know, you can ask anybody else scoring. If I've missed a play, I can go up to anybody scoring a game at AT&T Park and say, what'd you get on that? You know, unfortunately, I can't ask what Matt Duffy did anymore. If I miss something, it's a conversation starter, and that's something that we're missing in society today. So it's just been a fabulous endeavor. I'm so glad I did it.
Well, we move into, and you mentioned Matt Duffy, so we say goodbye to guys like Matt Duffy, Sacramento's own Andrew Susak. That's part of the business. You say goodbye to people you get to know, especially you, Amy, and guys like, you know, Nate and I are huge Giants fans. But, hey, there's some guy named Sabian and another guy named Evans that know a little bit about what they're doing.
You know what they really do? When you think about who is behind the curtain making these decisions and how well these decisions have worked out in the past, you really have to just take a beat and know that the team is in very good hands. I mean, Bobby Evans as a person is probably one of the most thoughtful individuals I've ever worked with. And to have such a huge role in handling, literally, you know, his hands are covered in puppet strings. He's got all these moving parts all the time. To know that there's that thoughtfulness behind every move, this was hard for him. He said it in the conference call yesterday. There is a human element to this game, and people forget that you're not trading baseball cards. You're trading lives and people and homes and families, and there's a lot involved. And Andrew Susak and Matt Duffy made huge impacts on these teams and really were beloved for what they were able to do so quickly. You know, they produced so quickly for this team, and they just haven't been around long enough to do anything wrong where you're like, trade this guy, you know? So they just...
They're assets, though.
What's that?
They're assets, yeah.
Absolutely, and fabulous complimentary players and youthful and off the field really good people. So that makes it that much more difficult. But, you know, I don't know the character side of Will Smith and Matt Moore, but I've got to assume that Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian, you know, they investigate that side as well. So they're not going to bring someone in that's going to mess up that chemistry, because I believe the chemistry is that X factor that's had them, you know, really led to them winning 3 championships in 5 years.
Well, Amy, you kind of said it. This is just a unique situation, though, because we've seen in years past, right, the reluctance to make certain moves for fear of ruining that clubhouse chemistry. And here we are today. They've traded away their starting third baseman for a guy that's probably going to replace one of their veteran starters in the rotation. That's complicated. How do you see him responding to that?
I think it's just very convoluted, and I think they're going to respond, you know, quietly with this. I think I think Bobby wouldn't say anything yesterday, especially about the rotation. He hadn't. What he said was, we haven't talked to Matt Cain and Jake Peavy about this yet, so I'm not even going to comment on how the rotation's going to play out. Mm. It's just difficult, but at the end of the day, if you talk to Matt Cain and Jake Peavy, they want to win. And if that means sacrificing their role in the rotation to go to the bullpen, that's what they'll do. And that is where the Giants are going to benefit from their veteran knowledge. They know at the end of the day, it's about winning. And I mean, Jake Peavy will preach that, you know, till the sun goes down. So I think that everything Bobby Evans does, while strategic, is also thought, like I mentioned, thoughtful. So, you know, he knows he's got some cushion with a Matt Cain or a Jake Peavy, that if he has to tweak this rotation, they're actually going to understand why. And if you look at the numbers and look at what they needed to do, they needed to bolster the pitching. That was the focus going into the trade line. It was no secret. So this cannot really come as a surprise to anybody on that team, the moves that were made. And I really do think that at the end of the day, that clubhouse wants to win, and they'll get on the same page.
Amy, we've got about a minute left, but can't let you go without just asking real quickly about the struggles that the Giants have had since the All-Star break. And if you see that kind of trending upwards, I don't even know if these trades really are going to make the difference right now, but potentially long-term.
Well, I think the biggest difference, Katie, was that you saw panic and Pence return. I think what you were seeing was this incredible first half dealing through adversity and injury. And then this break came and it just broke up their mojo. And Bruce Bochy said it the other day, he was like, that All-Star break came at the worst possible time. We were on a run, you know, and everything kind of came to a halt. And what I noticed by the end of the last homestand was the Giants team that I had been seeing play in the first half, even, you know, they'd only won like what, 2 out of 13, and the 2 wins that they had were so difficult to watch. Like you were on the edge of your seat the whole time. I'm not sure they're going to win. And the last two that they won, and they put back-to-back wins together, that was a team that was confident. They were getting their confidence back. So I do think that we saw them turn the corner on this homestand. I do think that these additional pitchers are going to help and strengthen that team. But I think the biggest factor is seeing Joe Panik and Hunter Pence return and get those key guys back in the lineup.
A big part of what I think is the, and I'm biased, but what I think is the best broadcast team in all of Major League Baseball, Amy Gutierrez joining us. We appreciate the time. Hey, you can get smart. I just want to replug this here because, again, I love the idea. Smarty Marty's Got Game. I'm on Amazon right now. You can grab it for $15, a hardcover, and you can have it delivered tomorrow. So if you have kids, you want to get them into the sport, that's a dang good way to do it. Do me a favor, Amy. When we get off the phone, just grab a washcloth or something and smack Paul. Wake him up at 7:30.
And
tell him we said hello.
Stay on. I'll run upstairs. I'll put the phone to his ear. Wake
I'll bet he'd...
Paul.
He'd love that for
I don't
sure.
Know. His bosses might have something to say about that.
He's getting fighting his beauty sleep, so we'll let him continue.
Hey, we appreciate the time. Come visit with us again later in the season, Amy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.